Exposure. Pulse 95 live from Exposure at the Expo Center Sharjah.
Yes, you're listening to our live coverage of Exposure. It has been such a fun time, and this is day three, and it feels like it's been flying by. There are a few days left, though, so make sure that if you're thinking of what to do this weekend, this should be the number one on your list. But, you know, a part of Exposure, apart from just walking through the different exhibitions and the different workshops that we were just talking about, you get a one-in-a-lifetime chance to talk to some world-renowned photographers. And joining us today is actually the extraordinary Craig Perry. He is a photographer whose journey actually began from a pivotal decision that he took back in 2004, and that led to a full career that was dedicated to capturing the essence of the world. Any beautiful photography that you could potentially think of when it comes to capturing nature, you could potentially be looking at his work, because Craig's passion for photography definitely started at a very early age, and he stands today alongside industry giants like National Geographic, Disney, showcasing his unique perspective on marine and adventure imagery. With each click of his camera, he definitely transforms the ordinary into extraordinary, allowing us all to take a moment to pause, reflect, and appreciate the wonderful wonders of our world. Welcome to the show, Craig Perry.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here, honestly. And one thing I honestly, when I got the chance to see your exhibition, the one thing I really get out of it, it's this feeling, this like ethereal feeling, you know, of, I know you're capturing the wildlife, but it's almost when you're in it, there's like this immersive feeling of, you know,
I feel like you're on one
you're,
yeah. level.
You're connected. Yes. That's the idea of my work.
Especially because, you know, these are species that we don't see every day in our lives. But when you're at the exhibition, you get really close, up and close and personal. And there is that emotion that you get out of it. So I wanted to ask you, you know, being that at a young age, specifically back in 2004, you did that significant shift to pursue photography professionally. What has inspired that choice, and what has really shaped your journey along the way?
Lots of factors. I was very lucky to have parents that were supportive, and they enjoyed the art of photography as well. So that was a really good foundation. Over time, I think it was being exposed to nature at an early age and traveling the world and living at a very diverse area like Byron Bay, Australia, where we have such an amazing amount of animals in the ocean and also on the coastline.
So it was like the sea is calling to you.
Absolutely.
I love that. Which brings me to your focus on marine and, marine adventure. So it's very distinctive when I look at your exhibition that there's all these subjects of raw beauty and raw beauty of nature in your work. So I want to talk about how you're able to, you know, project that beauty and make it something that we as normal audience, everyday walks of life can also feel like some sort of relation to as well.
Yeah, I guess the skill comes in understanding the animal's behavior before you actually jump in the water, understanding what makes them feel comfortable, which is super important, and don't be intimidating. And don't, as an experienced photographer, you understand that don't go out there to make the animal get the photo. You have to let it come to you, let it feel relaxed. And once it feels relaxed, then it'll come up to you and you'll have the most amazing experience and encounter.
Yeah. Mm, that's beautiful. And talking about, you know, animals, one of my favorite photos that you've captured or I've come across is the Gento penguin portrait that goes by the name Taking Flight. Now, this specific photo, I will let you talk about it and express the beauty of it, because it's words will never be able to suffice the beauty of it. But with that photo, you wanted to portray the obvious as abstract, and that really showcased through it. So can you talk to us a little bit more about it and how you were able to also raise awareness about the environment through it?
Sure. So I was lucky enough to head to Antarctica in February last year, and it was the most amazing experience because I didn't have a mindset where I was very open to what I was going to photograph, but I really wanted to tell a story down there to raise awareness. And it was my first day. It's called Paradise Harbour, and I had the opportunity. We had whales feeding all around us, like doing that bubble netting where they, you know, get the krill together and come up and scoop it, and they were doing it under our boat. Now, because that was happening under our boat, the penguins love krill as well. So they've just started, they jumped off the shoreline and they started swimming towards 100 miles. Like, I think their actual speed is quite fast. It's like 30 miles per hour. So it's very fast and hard to sort of photograph. But I managed to get low across the water and I don't know how I got the image because they were in and out of that water so quick. But my camera seemed to focus and I just captured this ethereal image of a penguin and symmetrical, and it captures its personality, and it's a lovely, lovely portrait. I'm very proud of it.
Being able to snap that photo in that perfect time must have been like
a little
very
luck,
stressful.
A little intuition.
A little of everything.
A little bit of technology. I use a very fast camera I was very fortunate enough that I actually got the sequence of that happening. So I got the actual nose, the beak coming out of the water, but still had surface tension of water around it, and then all the way to when it hits the water. So it was a full sequence of...
Any photographer would be jealous of that.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely.
It was so funny because I was there with an experienced photographer and he'd been going to Antarctica for 15 years and he saw the image. He goes, "Craig, I've been trying to get that for the last 15 years, mate."
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it was... And I got it the first day and I was like, wow.
You know, wow.
That's that's a lot of luck. But it comes down to also my experience in the past of shooting animals and understanding how to place my camera properly to get those shots as well. So it all comes together.
You know, that's the other thing, because taking photos of animals it's an art of its own, being able to warm up to them and have them warm up to you, but also being able to manage all of this with ocean photography. So are there any tips and tricks that you could possibly give to aspiring photographers as well regarding ocean photography?
Sure. And once, like I said, learn the animal's behavior. Try to work, if you can, work with scientists. Let the experienced ones know what you want to do and they can sort of guide you in that right direction. Also get a water housing, you know, start something. If you're going to want to shoot water, then shoot with a wide angle lens, as a 16 to 35 or a 12 to 24 mil. And persistence. It does take a long time. And try and find courses to learn water photography. I've just developing a masterclass now on underwater photography and all facets of photography. So there are things out there to help you sort of get guided along. But yeah.
The best part about Craig, is that he's actually having a talk session at Stage X, exactly talking about this stuff. It's titled The Wildlife Photography Fundamentals. It's happening on the 2nd of March, 4 p.m. Don't miss it. It's right when you enter the Sharjah Expo Center at the main entrance. There's a long hall and then the Stage X.
Right.
Put in your calendar and be part of this talk session. If you're someone who has a fascination in capturing nature, specifically marine life, the challenges I can't imagine, facing against nature itself, all these fundamentals. Definitely check out his Stage X on the 2nd of March.
I mean, I'm going into those sort of facets as well, but also the human psychology. I'm going to be talking about having imposter syndrome, doubting yourself, and also moving outside the comfort zone of your own mind, because those things there have made me grow as a photographer over the years. To, you know, some of my best experiences have been outside my comfort zone, swimming with tiger sharks. You know, I'm human, you know, that's not easy to
that
jump in the water
terrifying.
With a 15-foot tiger shark, but I did it and it was the most amazing experience. And when I got out of the water, I felt alive. So tomorrow it's going to be amazing. I'm going to be talking about how to take that under and over shot of a split shot underwater, and also other techniques that are involved in underwater and also above water.
Love it. Can't wait. Greg Perry, man of the sea. Absolute pleasure having you here at Exposure. And just looking ahead, what are some what are goals and projects that you have in mind for the foreseeable future?
So when I get home, I'm starting straight on to Limitless 2 with Chris Hemsworth. So we're working with National Geographic. So I'll be the key art photographer.
Wow.
So I've got I photographed number one Limitless, which is is a highlight of my career. Coming soon too, I've just finished shooting The Secret Life of Octopus with James Cameron. So I did the photography for that project, which is that comes out on Earth Day this year in April. So those one, and for me, and then I launched my photography masterclass at the end of April, which I'm excited about because I get to take with this particular masterclass. It's unique because I'm taking people with me on my boat to, and I talk to them while I'm actually out there photographing whales. So it's a very immersive masterclass. So
what a way to learn.
Yeah, that's it. It makes it more interesting. Instead of me being inside of in front of a desk the whole time, I'm out there teaching you. So, yeah.
Quite the adventure. If you want to just tap into that energy, then be sure to, attend the Stage X talk session happening right here at Exposure, titled Wildlife Photography Fundamentals at the 2nd of March. Actually, just tomorrow.
Absolutely. So,
yes. Craig Perry, thank you for being here with us today.
Pleasure. It's been wonderful. Thank you
so much.
Wish you all the best. And with that, guys, we're going to take a bit of a short break coming up next, highlighting more of the daily agenda right here on Pulse 95.